First paragraph of Ma'aseh Shein in Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is talking about other things that have a certain level of Kedusha. Ma'aseh Behema. Ma'aseh Behema means that a person has behemoth. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would take the behemoth, and every tenth behemoth he would proclaim Ma'aseh Behema that he would have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So, Ein Moichim Ma'aseh Tomim Mechai, you're not allowed to sell it when it does not have a mum, and it's still alive. So, Loim Ba'amum, Chai Meshofet, even if it has a mum, which now, once it has a mum, you can eat it, because it's not a Tovin anymore, still, you're not allowed to sell it. It has a Kedusha, but you're never allowed to sell it. In the Kachem Beis HaIsha, and you can't use it to marry a woman in exchange for this piece of meat, even though it's worth money, but yeah, that's a type of transaction. You're not allowed to use this meat for transactions. The Chor, firstborn male animal, has Kedusha. You can sell it even when it does not have a womb and it's alive. This is talking about not the Zman HaBeit HaMikdash, because the Zman HaBeit HaMikdash, you have to bring it as a korban. The Zman HaZera, even since you're anyway not going to bring it as a korban, you can sell it that. You cannot eat it till it gets the womb, but but you can sell it. Baal mum chayav shechet. And once it has a mum, then for sure you can sell it whether it's alive or shechet. Kasha bais ishi, you can marry a woman with it because you're allowed to make transactions with this meat. That's it. Yeah, this is a whole big issue nowadays because in Eretz Yisrael, every animal that has a bechor should have kedusha. So there are different ways of getting out of the bechor. One of the ways is making a certain type of shutzit with the nachri, with the non-Jew. And he has a part, the silver net, or the food pipe, which the animal can't live without, and it's considered enough of a shutzit to part of the offspring from being a bechor. Now back to Ma'aseh Sheni. He said before that you could Ma'aseh Sheni to bring the produce itself to Yerushalayim, or you redeem it on something else and you bring the money to Yerushalayim. So in Mechal Ma'aseh Sheni Alasima. You cannot be Ma'aseh Sheni, you could if you want to redeem it, it has to be on money that is coined. But if it's just Asimon, which is a piece of metal that does not have the coin stamped into it, even though it's made out of silver and has value, that's not good for redemption of Ma'aseh Sheni. Loi Ma'aseh Sheni Yoytze, also a coin which is out of use is not good, and it has to be a coin which is in use. So Ma'aseh Sheni Vishus, and also money which is not under his control, which fell into the ocean or something. All these things you cannot use for Binyan Ma'aseh Sheni.